With what you need to know in the news on Friday, May 6, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. Two children from London who were thrown onto the Garden State Parkway during a crash last month are ready to continue their recovery outside of a hospital. As you'll recall, the Toyota Sienna they were riding in was sideswiped by a Honda Accord near exit 98 in Wall Township on April 14th. They're reported as being up and active. The federal jobs report for April is due out today, and economists again expect that U.S. employers will have added over 400,000 jobs, which would make 12 straight months at that level or higher. In fact, an average of 540,000 new monthly hires during that time. Their entry into the COVID-19 race was once thought to be a badge of honor for New Jersey, but Thursday afternoon, U.S. regulators said they are limiting use of Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot to adults who cannot receive the other COVID vaccines. Only 4% of the total shots even given in New Jersey have been J&J. New Jersey schools resumed full-time, in-person learning last September, but many districts are reporting ongoing problems with COVID-related acting out by students in a number of different ways.
Some schools are dealing with an increasing number of student fights, while others report an uptick in bullying and students suffering from pandemic-related anxiety and depression. Rich Baza of the Jersey Association of School Administrators says counselors are working diligently to help kids with problems.
We're now trying to come back to a new normalcy, and students are having a difficult time making that adjustment coming back.
Our message is help is available, says Baza. If you're not feeling right, go to a trusted adult within the school system and also share what's happening with a parent. I'm David Matthau.
New Jersey Republican senators, in a letter dated Thursday, are urging Governor Murphy to immediately lift the remaining vaccine or testing mandates for public or private sector workers in the state, encompassing teachers, corrections officers, and healthcare employees. But this coming on a day COVID cases hit their highest daily tally in 3 months. If you're thinking about getting your kid into camp this summer, you may have missed the boat at many spots across New Jersey, but camps are still looking for your older kids to fill open positions.
At Liberty Lake Day Camp in Mansfield, owner Andy Pritikin says the top concern right now is staffing. They need high school kids, college students, adults. Camps are trying to be competitive with pay.
For most people, it's the hardest job they'll ever have in their life, being outside in 100-degree weather, taking care of other people's children. But it is unbelievable gratification that you get when these kids look up to you as a role model.
Demand at both day and overnight camps is high right now, says Alicia Scovera, executive director of the American Camp Association of New York and New Jersey.
Many camps in New Jersey have wait lists.
I'm Dean Alflamia.
This man needs some clothes. Little Lake Harbor police have posted an edited picture of a naked man caught on camera behind a residence in the Cross Creek development. They're looking for video footage from residents between 10 p.m. Wednesday and 1 a.m. Thursday. WalletHub has released its report on 2022's best and worst states for working moms. You may be surprised to learn that New Jersey is one of the top 10 best states for working moms, ranking 8th on the list. Analyst Jill Gonzalez says that's because
New Jersey has a pretty good work-life balance because it has a good parental leave policy score. It also has a little bit shorter of an average length of a women's work week. It also has very good daycare quality and pediatrician quality.
She says New Jersey could improve when it comes to lowering the female unemployment rate and raising the ratio of female executives to male executives. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great weekend and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.